This model provides a foundational understanding of opera, from its linguistic nuances to the intricate roles played by orchestras, conductors, and diverse vocal types. As we delve deeper, we will explore the rich tapestry of operatic history and its enduring impact on the world of music and culture. In Italian, the term opera serves as a linguistic tapestry, intricately woven with dual threads of meaning, labor and artistry. Specifically, opera retains its essence as a profound work of art within the musical context, combining music and drama. Operating as a multiform artistic expression, opera emerges as a captivating amalgamation of music, singing, poetry, and occasionally dance. This synergy of creative elements transforms opera into a beautiful and complex spectacle, transcending the boundaries of sight, hearing, imagination, and sensibility. The libretto serves as the script of an opera, comparable to a theatrical play's text. While it may originate as an independent creation, occasionally crafted by renowned poets or writers, it more commonly takes the form of an adaptation from existing plays, tales, or novels. The individual responsible for composing the libretto is known as the librettist. Collaboration between the librettist and the composers is common, ensuring a seamless integration of the narrative and musical elements. Although a rare occurrence, there are instances where the composer assumes the dual role of creating both music and libretto. Opera emerged in Italy during the first half of the 17th century, giving rise to a tradition where Italian became the language of many renowned operatic works. However, operas are not confined to Italian alone. They are also composed in languages such as French, German, Russian, and English. Preserving the original language of an opera is crucial. Altering the language can disrupt the composition's rhythm, syllabic structure, and stress patterns, potentially distorting the composer's intended meaning. While some composers have ventured into translating their own works, the original language remains extremely important for authenticity. Utilizing subtitle is a recommended alternative, ensuring that the audience can follow the nuanced lyrics and dialogue while appreciating the opera in its authentic linguistic form. Subtitles projected above the stage or displayed on a screen are common in all opera houses. The orchestra holds a pivotal role in the opera, serving as a crucial backbone to the performance. Not only does it provide a melodic foundation for the singers, but it also assumes an independent and equally significant role. Music within opera transcends its role as a mere accompaniment to the libretto and singing. It acts as a powerful force, enhancing the intensity of situations and evoking the deep passions and emotions of the characters. Resembling a symphony orchestra, the opera orchestra consists of four instrumental families: string, woodwind, brass, and percussion. These diverse sections harmonize to create a rich and dynamic musical backdrop, contributing to the immersive and emotive experience that defines the opera. The conductor, also called the maestro, is like the captain of the orchestra. They stand in front, making sure everything in the opera goes smoothly. The main job of the conductor is to understand and explain the music written by the composer. They talk to the musicians using hand movements, usually with a baton, to share their ideas and interpretation of how the music should sound. An opera is composed of several parts. Overture. This is like the opera's opening music. It plays before the main action starts and sets the mood. Sometimes people remember the overture more than the opera itself. Recitative. Think of this as a storytelling song. It follows the natural flow of language, so it's more like speaking than singing. It's used to tell the story and move the plot forward. Aria. This is a unique solo song. It's a beautiful, structured piece for one singer. The aria is not just about the story. It's also a chance for the singer to show off their skills and make the narrative more exciting. Ensembles. If only one character sung the whole time, it might get boring. So composers use ensembles such as duets, trios, quartets, or other performance singings together. It adds variety and makes the opera more interesting. There are different voice types in opera, ranging from the highest to the lowest. For women, soprano. It is the highest female voice. Subcategories include soubrette, light, warm, and gentle voice, often portraying young, energetic women, or lyric, the most common soprano type, with a heavier but still light vocal quality, depicting various characters. Then we have mezzo soprano. It is a bit lower than soprano. Subcategories include lyric mezzos, light and high voices, often playing young men or boys, or dramatic mezzos, large voices, often portraying mature women. Then we have contralto, or simply alto. That is the lowest and darkest female voice. It is very rare in opera and often is replaced by the mezzo-sopranos in absence of an authentic contralto voice. For men, tenor. It is the highest male voice, often playing the hero or the love interest. Subcategories include lyric tenor, high and bright tones, or the dramatic tenor, darker sound. Then we have the counter tenor, sings higher than a tenor, almost like a female voice. Common in Renaissance and Baroque music, originally written for castrati. And you will learn later about castrati. Then we have the baritone, between high tenor and low bass. And the last one, in fact, is bass, the lowest and darkest male voice. A castrato, the plural form is castrati, was a specific kind of male singer in classical music who could sing as high as a female soprano, mezzo soprano or contralto. This unique voice was created by castrating the boy before he reached puberty. The idea was that after the operation, the boy would grow up with the vocal range of a soprano, but the strength of an adult man. Castrato singers became popular in the 16th century when women were not allowed to sing in church or perform on stage. During the 17th and 18th century, around 4,000 boys were castrated each year in Italy, with the hope of becoming famous singers and making a fortune. Composers were fascinated by the musical possibilities of these voices, and castrati became pop idols of their time. However, castration for this purpose was banned in Italy in 1870. Alessandro Moreschi was the last known castrato and the only one recorded. He served as the conductor of the choir of the Sixtine Chapel in Rome, and his voice was captured in 1902 by a gramophone company when he was 44 years old. Before the 20th century, the visual aspect of theater was often overlooked, and productions resembled static concerts. However, in modern times, staging is more than a simple illustration. It carries a profound concept or meaning. Directors offer a unique perspective of an opera, either aligned closely with the original libretto and author's vision, or providing a more personal interpretation. Some directors take creative liberties by transporting the opera's action to a different era, situation, or even a timeless setting. These innovative approaches bring a fresh and dynamic dimensions to the performance. These varied directorial perspectives play a crucial role in shaping how the audience perceives and understands the works. Opera, as an art form, continually recreates and reinvents itself, offering an ever-evolving and exciting experience for audiences. The ability to represent familiar stories in new and provoking ways contributes to the enduring allure of an opera.